Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon 2013 on the 11th floor, and I'm in the Milliken space with Barbara Haxma, who's the Vice President of Design and Marketing. Barbara, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Real good. Good to be with you. So you guys have won an award this year. Congratulations. You've won the Best of NeoCon Gold for Modular, and you've done it with a print product that's called Art Media, right?
Yep, that is. We're very excited, and thanks for coming by.
A lot of times when these designers, when they're doing the judging, the aesthetics is important, but I find that a lot of times they vote for the story behind the design. Talk a little bit about this product, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Art Media is a library of patterns that are really focused on reinterpreting iconic modern art techniques and media. With this collection, we're exploring the boundaries of art media and media art, and the intent was for the floor plane to become a canvas for larger-than-life art installation, or a canvas for very fine detail with almost intimate secrets hidden throughout the canvas. And it's all done through the use of advanced digital technology.
And when you start talking about this collection, how many different products are within it?
The collection was designed by Cresta Bledsoe, and Art Media consists of 6 patterns. Each of those patterns offer a variety of quintessential modern art techniques. Each of the techniques were made very iconoclastic through their unique approach in the mid-century when they were originally used by artists in order for the viewer to have a response to the canvas in a different manner. And here with Art Media, it's a new interpretation of those iconic art media techniques where we are treating the floor plane as a giant canvas, and installation size has no limitations, can be through very large and random pattern repeats, but it also really focuses on very innovative edge-to-edge tile pattern match. So it allows the viewer, in this case, to have a response to the space in a very new and different manner.
Yeah, I looked closely at it, and it is kind of neat how you have the edges match, and there's no, you know, there's no numbering system. You lay one tile next to the other, and the edges do align, and yet in the middle, there's a lot of variation, right?
Exactly. And again, that's part of the beauty of the technology that's very unique to Milliken and certainly showcased in detail with this collection. It allows us to explore layering. It allows us to explore precise fine line quality, a very gritty, grainy line quality, and certainly oversized pattern repeats, but also very minuscule details. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, really flexible and very, very unique and usable.
Uh-huh. Do you know what the inspiration with Cresta was when she came up with this?
The inspiration was looking at those abstract expressionists like Twombly and Rauschenberg and Jackson Pollock, and how they really went away from the figurative and really focused on the technique of the line in different ways, and that really became the art. And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're posing the question to the viewer, where does the art end and where does the technology begin? So it's a perfect match of art and technology, and that's why, you know, hence the name Art Media.
You know, there's many different sectors in the commercial market. Do you think there's a particular sector that's going to be interested in this? You know, obviously hospitality likes print. Or do you think this will have a good fit in a lot of different sectors?
We're seeing a lot. Well, first of all, it's great response to the collection. And we're definitely seeing many opportunities. Corporate, absolute workspaces, especially technology-based workspaces, are very interested in it. We're seeing huge application for education and also retail. A lot of interest from a retail perspective in this product.
Okay. You know, both hospitality and retail, a lot of the big end users like to have their own look. They like to customize it. Is this customizable?
It is. Again, another beauty of the technology. Very easily customizable. You know, color, pattern, scale, pretty much endless, the custom capabilities.
Okay. Now let's talk about just the component system that you've put together here. Not to get too much into the carpet lin head discussion, but I think it's a 26-ounce. And what's the format?
It's a 27-ounce tip shear construction. It uses multiple yarn infusion technology, the MYI, which is a patented technology where multiple yarns go into the same needle. So it gives you this beautiful, dense, very heavy-duty construction that also has a little bit of a luster change as well. So it's a beautiful 27-ounce tip shear. It's 1 meter tile.
All right, so let's also talk. You're up here on the 11th floor, a lot of traffic outside. who are you seeing? What's the tone of the people you're seeing? Talk a little bit about the audience that's coming in your space.
Very optimistic audience. It's exciting. And the energy in the space has been incredible, both yesterday and today. We are seeing a really large international attendance as well. Latin America, Canada, especially Western Canada. We're seeing large groups from there. And then definitely Asian contingents. So really exciting to have that international component. A lot of design firms, a lot of people are just busy, and they're really seeking innovation and inspiration, and everything seems much more positive this year than certainly in past years.
Good. So, like you say, a lot of design firms, but are you also seeing a lot of end users here at the show?
Yeah, we are. We're seeing definitely end users, big corporate accounts.
Well, congratulations again. Good to spend time with you. Again, we've been talking to Barbara Haxma, who is the Vice President of Design and Marketing with Millikan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.